Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
And welcome to Unity's most beautiful traditional ceremony, that of the candle lighting. And we will be lighting even more candles. I think it's a miracle that we have this many candles that are almost standing up straight. Christmas miracle, thank you, God. I wanted to start by reading a passage from A Course in Miracles. Laura, if you move, you won't have to sit like this the whole service. So this is a passage from A Course in Miracles that is titled, Love Created You Like Itself. Love created you like itself. This idea is a complete and accurate statement of what you are. This is why you are the light of the world. This is why, brace yourself, this is why God appointed you as the world's savior. This is why humankind looks to you for their salvation. Holiness created you holy. Kindness created you kind. Helpfulness created you helpful. Perfection created you perfect. Love created you like itself. This is the truth of you. You'll have to let it sneak up because it's hard to swallow all at once. It seems to go against everything else we've ever been taught. But this is the truth of you. In Unity, we practice metaphysical Bible interpretation, and we know that one of the ways that we can look at the Christmas story is by interpreting each symbol as part of the journey that we each take into Christhood. And the 12 powers of Unity are a roadmap for that journey. They are faculties inherent in mind. Do you know what that phrase means? Faculties inherent in mind. It means you don't have to acquire them. They're inherent, they're innate, they're inborn. You have them. You need to develop them. That's the difference. And then it dawned on me that the Christmas story and the 12 powers were the same. They are different ways of describing the indescribable. And we as humans are limited to language, and we're limited as to our physical perception of the world and how much we can understand. Descriptions only point us in the direction of the eternal divine part of us that awaits us to call it into awakening. O come, Emmanuel, come. Then I thought about the double helix of the DNA spiral. It looks like a ladder. And they even connect the rungs from one spiral to the other. Each rung contains some part of the stuff of life. And if we take this idea of the 12 powers and the nativity and fit it together, it's like fitting together this double helix, because then they create the human being. So I had a vision of the 12 powers on one side of the rung and the nativity symbols on the other one. These seemingly very different teachings are just different ways of looking at the same thing. The Christmas story and the 12 powers. They create the rungs of a ladder that we can use to reach the highest awareness, which is the realization of the truth of what we are. So this year we're combining the 12 powers and the Christmas story in our candle lighting service. And we know that what we're really doing is invoking the presence of the Christ, this presence that abides within us and expresses through us. So we begin by reading from the first chapter of Matthew. We're going to have, the Christmas story will be woven through here. So breathe, relax, get your blankie. Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." With our 12 candles, we celebrate the divine powers which light the way to Christ's consciousness, knowing that this is what will save us from our error thinking. O come Emmanuel. And so we begin with the purple candle. And the purple represents the power of power. And in the nativity scene, it's symbolized by the angel. Power is the ability to convert an idea into spoken words, actions, and results. Power is expressed through voice and physical movement. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to Mary and then to Joseph to proclaim, using the power of the spoken word, the advent of the Christ. Our next candle is the medium blue candle. It represents faith, and that is symbolized by Mary. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things unseen. It is spiritual assurance, the power to do the seemingly impossible. Mary demonstrated great faith when she said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." The third candle is the light green candle. It represents strength and is symbolized by Joseph. Strength is the ability to hold fast, to endure, to stand firm and stay in integrity. Inner strength is found in quietness, confidence, peacefulness, love of enemies, and giving good for evil. Joseph revealed great strength of character when he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary for his wife. The fourth candle is the pink candle, and it symbolizes love, represented by Jesus. Love is the ability to know oneness with all and to desire that good comes to all. Jesus taught us the new commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. And the fifth candle, the dark green one, represents order, symbolized by Bethlehem. The acknowledgement, order is the acknowledgement that divine purpose and connectedness underlie every event in the physical realm. I'm going to repeat that sentence. Are you ready? Order is the acknowledgement that divine purpose and connectedness underlie every event in the physical realm. No random events. None. Every event is connected. Every event occurs in God's good order. It was divine order that the senses brought Joseph and Mary to Bethlehem, fulfilling the prophecy from Micah, which stated, "But you, O Bethlehem, from you shall come forth one who is to rule Israel." The sixth candle, which is the gold one, represents understanding, and this is symbolized by the stable. Understanding is the ability to make sense of all our other powers. Are you listening to this? And make sense of life. It allows us to know that divine mind stands under all things. From 1 Kings, we read these words of Solomon, God said to Solomon, whatever you want, just ask, and I will give it to you. And you know what Solomon asked for? An understanding heart. He asked for understanding, and what did that get him? All the riches in the world. All the riches in the world. Solomon said, with all my getting, give me an understanding heart. So the innkeeper who directed Joseph and Mary to the stable exhibited an understanding heart. With our sixth candle, which was the gold one, we celebrate the power of understanding, which lights the way. Lights the way to Christ consciousness. O come, Emmanuel. We continue our scripture reading from the second chapter of Luke. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And from the second chapter of Matthew, we read, in the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? There ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, which is about 3:30 every morning, and is called Venus. Look to the east. It is the Christmas star. If you don't see Venus this year, you will have missed the Christmas star. It is the brightest thing in the sky. It doesn't even look real. It looks like you should be following it to your Christ self. Okay? I'll get my commentary back. Okay. There ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. And so we return to our candles. The seventh one, which is silver, is the divine power of will, symbolized by the shepherds. Will is the directive power that determines character formation. Will is the executive faculty of mind. The shepherds directed their herds according to their will. The eighth candle, the red one, is for life, symbolized by the animals. The Christ incarnated through the life of Jesus. The consciousness of eternal life places us in the stream of life that never fails. The sheep and the other animals in the stable represent life in its myriad forms. The ninth candle is the light blue one, symbolizes imagination represented by the star. Imagination receives divine ideas, sometimes in dreams or visions, that rightly understood will be a sure guide for all people who believe in the omnipresence of mind. The omnipresence of mind. There is one mind, God mind, and it is everywhere present. The omnipresence of mind. The star served as this sure guide to the wise men as they followed their vision of the Christ child. The tenth candle is yellow. It represents wisdom, symbolized by the wise men. The ability to discern, evaluate, and make decisions. That's wisdom. It is pure knowing and comes by kindling the inner light. The wise men showed a great wisdom when they followed the warning that they had received in a dream, not to return to Herod, but left for their own country by another road. The 11th candle is orange, symbolizes zeal or enthusiasm. and represented by frankincense. The power that fires us with energy, enthusiasm, it's from entheos, and it means on fire with God or filled with God. The frankincense presented to baby Jesus by the wise men was often burned as incense to stir the senses with the awareness of God. And our 12th candle is the brown one for renunciation, symbolized for, I told you not to laugh at that. I told you, just because they had the nerve to send us a brown candle for elimination. I wasn't even going to call it that. So, Thane, we're going to begin this again. The 12th candle is the brown one for renunciation, symbolized by myrrh. Renunciation is the power of the mind to release error beliefs and the results of error thinking, setting the mind in order and healing the body. And myrrh was a funerary ointment, symbolizing the death of old ways, allowing a full consciousness of abundant life, complete forgiveness, and victory over death and the grave. With all of our 12 candles, we celebrate the divine powers which light the way to Christ consciousness. O come, Emmanuel. And now we're going to have our congregational candle lighting. Bill's going to help. All right, now, as soon as we get all the candles lit, everybody stand. And turn to face the center aisle, which is a very sneaky way of getting you to face each other. Okay. And now, as we enjoy the beauty of these lighted candles, behold one another. Behold your brothers and sisters in Christ. Behold your faithful traveling companions on this fantastic journey into Christhood. Behold the Christ shining forth from each face you see, even as we are beholding the Christ in you. And now we will sing Silent Night. You may be seated.
Oh. the one.